Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Well, it's the last day of the year. I think y'all heard about that before, yes? I know something about that, last day of the year. Well, I'm pleased. We're talking about never suffer again. And it's true to my custom. I did everything I can to make sure the best was saved for last. The very best was saved for last. Therefore, someone, Grace, tell me something good that happened to you in the last 7 days.
In the last 7 days, God heard me. God heard me, like he always does.
If you want to cheat, I mean, I guess that's the great answer. Hey, golly.
That's what happened.
Say it again. Say it again for folk who didn't hear.
In the last 7 days, God heard me. Well, he's like, okay, I got you. I don't know why you're tripping. You know, I got you.
Don't court them, Greg.
I mean, she went right after it, didn't she? She went right after it. God heard me. Well, that's it. I want to talk to you today about Never Suffer Again. I'm going to explain what I'm talking about up front this time, so it will be deductive and not inductive. I'm going to give it to you up front. In addition, I'm going to tell you the flow of what I'm going to do, and then I'll put the whole script on YouTube in the notes as it's live on YouTube in the first place. So there are two parts to what I'm going to talk about. Part number one, we have it all wrong. That's part number one. Part number two is karma. Now, in order for you to understand that you don't have to suffer again, and what is the one proven way, the golden rule for ascension? It doesn't matter, Sister Booker, if you are Muslim or Jewish or atheist or Wiccan. There are universal laws, golden rules, and no matter where you are, who you are, where you come from, or from where you come, some things are just solid. So today I'm going to give out to you almost immediately in part one, the golden path, the 100%. This will work in the same manner that Damali cannot breathe underwater without a self-containing underwater breathing apparatus. The same manner, that's scuba if y'all didn't know, the same manner that she cannot breathe underwater, it's 100%. In the same manner that if Frida jump off her roof, she gonna fall. 100% certainty that should you want to ascend and never suffer again, you're going to listen to me, okay? Now, it's 100%. That being said, I have to tell you about Never Suffer Again, and I have to tell you about ascension, because I'm afraid we've got a few things wrong. Let's deal with this word, never. It's an absolute, isn't it, Phil? Right? We try to stay away from these absolutes, like guarantee. Always, never. Old folk been saying for quite some time, never say never. Now, how do we grasp that we can never suffer again? Well, let's talk about suffer. While never is an absolute, suffer is something we're all attempting to avoid. Sigmund Freud, and his great psychological writings that are the basis of everything marketing and consumerism today, defines human beings' actions as one or two things. Humans are running towards pleasure or away from pain. If you are with me, this is where you start taking notes. Human beings do two things on this planet. They run towards pleasure or they run from pain. A lot of times our reward system gets jacked up and what is painful for us becomes pleasurable for us. I'll give you a self-inflicting example. My father was an overbearing father with an alcohol and a drug addiction. And whenever he would come home, I was five, he would be okay unless he was on crack addiction or suffering with whatever 40 ounces he was drinking. Therefore, my father, Margie, had to be the only alpha in the house. So when I went homeless at six, Susan, I went homeless as a feminine boy because I was rewarded for being feminine so I wouldn't get punched in the head. It is not that I chose to be. It is, I was rewarded to be weak, and therefore I became a very weak and wimpy boy. Y'all seen these boys, how they sing all their words? Mommy, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, they sing their words. I was very wimpy because my reward system was messed up. It rewarded me to be weak. There's nothing wrong with weak, nothing wrong with being feminine, nothing wrong with being a feminine man or a weak man or whatever. But in my reality, you get raped, you get molested when you're homeless as a feminine six-year-old. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. So in my case, my reward system was messed up. So human beings do one or two things. Run towards pleasure from pain. That's suffer. Am I telling you that you're never going to suffer again? Yes, I am telling you that. Am I telling you that what you call bad things are not going to happen? No, they are going to happen. That doesn't mean you need to happen with them. 2020 was a fantastic year for me. 2021 was the best year of my life. I don't understand the struggle that everybody else had during the pandemic. The pandemic has been the greatest opportunity for me on earth. Why? Because I don't vibrate and all the memes on your social media timeline. My reward system says, oh, everybody going crazy. Well, let me be their solution. So when never and suffer, by the end of this class, you will find yourself with the golden rule of never suffering again. That being said, let's roll. The first thing I need you to do, Arshia, the very first thing I need you to do is I need you to recognize that all your experiences have been blessed. This is part one. We have it all wrong. All your experiences have been blessed. Can I push it further, Margie? Some people are not going to like this. When I was a feminine boy, when two Pam Norris, men were having their way with me, that was blessed. So everybody can't handle that freedom. Everybody can't handle that. It's all right though. That's the hardest I'm gonna get during the call. It's okay. It's okay. The rest of the call is easy. The rest of the call is easy. But everybody can't handle that everything I've ever gone through has blessed me to where I am today. Here's your formula right now, and then I'll come back and I'll give it to you. When you go through something, you have one responsibility. Analyze and find love and light within it. That's the premise of this call. Analyze and find love and light within it. Most people, Grace, believe that you have to obliterate who you are in order for God to bless you. Can we talk now? Can we keep it real? You have to die daily. Come on now, don't.
That's what the Bible says.
Come on now, don't miss me, Christian. Don't miss me. You have to put away childish things in order to get the older things. Most people are walking life thinking that you must obliterate who you are, die to yourself in order to reach enlightenment. Jerry Potter, for Black folk like myself, enlightenment, ascension only comes after death. But the man in my neighborhood that only let two of me in at a time has enlightenment, at the gas station, you know what I'm talking about? At the gas station, has all of his enlightenment and ascension on earth while I take all my money and give it to his gas station. Even so, Cole, they even fry hot food in the gas station, which makes no sense. That only happens in urban or poor or black environments. It makes no sense that you think a gas station is washing food properly. This don't make no sense. It don't make any sense. I can assure you, Susan Sorrentino is not waiting for her next meal to come out of a gas station. She can't even fathom that, right? Think about this for a moment.
And I don't eat there either.
I know that's right. But that person is planting their blessings, their enlightenment, their ascension in my neighborhood, and then telling me, Frida, now come unto me. Give me all your money and keep me blessed. Nothing wrong with that. I applaud them. Keep doing it. If the our audience is there, you keep doing it. But I don't need to die to get to heaven. My job, Margie, is to create heaven on earth. Jesus, would you teach us how to pray? Well, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy, reverent be your name. Your kingdom will come on earth in the same manner it is in heaven. And everybody listening to me, your job has always been to create heaven on earth. But we got it wrong, Susan. We think in order to live a blessed life, we have to obliterate who we are. When in truth, and I hope you hear me, thank you for your cameras on. I'd like to see more of them on. When in truth, the only thing that you have to do on this planet is experience all the things you desire. Uh-oh, I lost my audience, Grace. Then analyze those desires. Here's your formula. Understand why you did those desires and accept all your experiences and then teach others on your path. Rewind, press play. The only thing you have to do on this planet is experience. That's number one, Grace. Write it down for me. Everything you want to do. Number two, analyze all those things, Shannon. Thank you for being on the call, by the way. Number three, understand, Deanna, why you did them. Number four, accept that you did them. That's y'all doggone problem, Damali. We're gonna come back to that. And number five, along your path, Adrian, teach others. My friends, that's 100% universal law. That is 100% the path to ascension now, not when you did, now. That is 100% your formula for creating God power on this earth. Not a great teacher before me or after will disagree. There's not a sacred text that says anything different. If you want me to sum up your Bible right now, Pam Norris, it is experience, analyze, understand, accept, and teach others. Can I push it further? Some of you who are Christian, yo, Jesus! Experienced sitting with sinners. Come on, help me, somebody. Drank with drinkers. Analyzed. Accepted. Then taught others along the way. Hear me well, because some of you right now, you're running. As our very comedic, wise friend Shannon says, you got your track shoes on. and you can't wait to run. Not that you're scared. You just, like Deanna said, I ain't doing that. I don't want it. I don't want that responsibility. No, it's too painful. I don't want it. So, like Shannon and Tippett, you're getting your helicopter inside joke and you helicopter your cell phone out of here. If you want whatever you want, five things. Your only job on earth is to experience everything you desire. After that, now why the hell I did that? I wonder, did that work out for me? I ask y'all that all the time. Every time y'all come to me, you be like, boo, 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 this, this, this. And I go, well, did it work out for you? I'm putting you into step two. You don't like when I say it, but I'm still putting you to step two. Did it work out for you, Antonio? Yeah, keep doing it. Did it work out for you, Antonio? No, stop doing it. It is that simple. Ask yourself, did all the actions you did this year work out for you? In most cases, y'all gonna say no. So stop doing it. There's no reason to do it no more. Don't take it into 2022. Why? If it didn't work, you can't replant it and make it work again. You will continue to get the same results. You do not need to obliterate yourself. You do not need to let go of your past. Can I push it further, John Calloway? Last time I checked, every sacred text, Susan Sorrentino, said God ain't got no problem with your past. Find it for me. Find a sacred text where Pam Noah's prayed and God, I ain't like what you did back in 72. I can't hear what you're saying, because back in 72, I remember. Remember when you cussed me out? You was mad. That ain't the way it worked. God has never looked at you and been mad at what you did. Somebody need to hear this on this day. In order for you to never suffer again, experience, Sister Booker, and then analyze, did that work out? And then you say, it did, it didn't. If it didn't, you go, okay, then. So why did I do something that didn't work out for me? And then you go, I'm glad I did that thing that didn't work out for me, because now I know what not to do moving forward. Help me, somebody. And number five, when you walk across Little Phil, you go, hey, don't do that. Trust me, I've done it before. It ain't gonna work out for you. And that's our journey. That's our only thing. Some of you have cancer right now, so you can accept that experience. Analyze it. Uh-oh, I'm getting personal. Understand why you have it. Accept that you do. And then teach others moving forward. Some of you got $13.83 in your bank account right now. And your job is not to be mad at that. It's to experience the whole $13.83 and every emotion that comes with that. And then say, now why in the hell did I end this year with $13.83? And then understand what you did with $13. To end up with $13.83 and then say, you know what? I'm glad I did that, because I bet you next year. Come on now. And then number five, move forward and say, Tempest, this is what you shouldn't do, because I did it. Don't do this, or you're going to end up with $13.83. I opened up this call and said, Grace, tell me something good. Grace said, God heard me. We could have ended the call right there. We really could have. We really could have. I believe on this call, God has heard all of you. I believe that you've been looking for a way to simplify what you need to do next. I believe that the law of attraction would not allow you to be here. You would have been busy. The car would have did this. The internet would have did that. Something would have happened if you were not supposed to be here right now. Everybody here needed to hear from Big You, Source You, that all I'm supposed to do is experience all my desires. How can you experience when you don't want to? How can you win when you don't move? Can I push it further, Deanna? Your job is to find love and light in everything you did, Grace, and stop trying to come over things. Stop trying to overcome things. It is at this point of this call, I go against everything you understand. I would do it gently, but your job is not to overcome anything. And I wish a lot of y'all worship songs will stop telling you that. Your job is not to overcome anything. Because that which is not needed, Pam Norris, will always fade away. Grace, put it down. They missed everything I just said. That which is not needed will always fade away. You didn't need your baby teeth. They gone, ain't they? This is what it is. You don't need that skin on your body. It goes every day. This is pure science. Sit your butt in the tub right now and watch the universe get rid of what you don't need. Help me, somebody. Anything that this universe does not need on any living entity automatically fades away without effort. Any drug addiction that you have, if you know what? I like when I was doing that. Let me analyze if I still like it. No. Okay. So why did I do it? Don't that sound like the 12-step program, Pam Norris? Like, I'm literally in this book. Why did I do it? You know what? I should accept that I did it. By the time I've done this, move forward and help somebody else. The problem is, Jerry Potter, y'all spending all your energy trying to overcome. So let's break down this analyze desires and attack this overcoming. The more you analyze your desires, Grace, the more your desires will become closer to love and light. So what does that mean, Grace? Obviously, this is, Shannon would say this to one of her kids in the school. She ain't got kids. No one's in the school. The problem, she got a better voice than me. She'd say, well, the problem, little Antonio, is you're not analyzing your desires. That's your problem. Rewind, press play. The problem is, truthfully, y'all ain't analyzing what you desire. You desire stuff. And then what you do is you let some preacher, some motivational speaker tell you to stop doing it. Then you try to stop doing it. Name me one time you tried to stop doing anything and it didn't work out for you if you didn't analyze it. Everybody I know that stopped cold turkey said, you know what? This don't work out for me no more. I'm done. And just like that, done. Done. But you can't stop nothing without analyzing why you like it. Let me help y'all out with some transparency. Cindy, it's just me and you here. We the only two super real ones. It's just me and you. Me, you, and Pam Norris. And Phil crazy. Us four, we're going to roll out. I ain't never sinned and not enjoyed it. Never. What you call sin, Margie, I ain't never sinned halfway. You hear me? Oh, I premeditated sins. Who's with me? Who knows what I'm talking about? Oh, y'all don't want to play with me, man. I've been with you on that.
Okay. I'm with you.
All right. I've been in church on the front row and was like, soon as I get out of here, I'm cracking her back. Y'all ain't trying to listen to me, man. Y'all don't want to keep it real with me. You don't want to see. So you don't want. I'm just trying to tell you. It is not until you sit there and now, why do I need to do this all the time? Oh, I don't love me. I love what I'm capable of. I love the power I feel when I'm domineering over someone. I have faith in what I can do, but not faith in me.
You better speak.
Ooh, somebody got help just now, Pam Norris. I got more confidence in how good I am than confidence that I'm good. So what you do is you experience everything you want. Your job is not to overcome. Now, Grace, why not? Because it's absolutely inappropriate, Tempest, for you to overcome any desire. Why? Nothing is meant to overcome. Why? You were not sent here, Pam Norris, to overcome, but to create those things that never need to be overcome. That was like bars, son, bars.
You didn't I was going to say that was bars, but break it down, because I'm sitting there like, what? What? Just one more time.
The idea of overcoming something is an off-balance vibration. It admits you are not God. Uh-oh. Nothing is meant to be overcome because God ain't never had to overcome anything. Can you imagine it? God is up there right now going, man, I need to figure out a way past this. Would you worship said God? I need to, if I can just get better. If you had a God saying, man, if I just get better, if I can just figure out, Tempest, Google this for me so I can figure it out. God needs not overcome because everything flows from God. And God only creates what God can overcome automatically, push it further. If you need to overcome something, that thing is now stronger than you. So who's God in the situation, you or the overcome? Can God make a rock God cannot lift? If God makes a rock that God cannot lift, then the rock is God, is it not? That's pretty simple, straightforward philosophy. Okay, then, why do you have situations in your life you can't lift? Seems like the situation is God, not you. The idea of overcoming is an off-balance vibration. You were not sent here to overcome. You were sent here to create. And everything you create don't need to be overcome because the creator always has power over the creation. Pushing it further, Margie. If you need to overcome something, you now automatically become a victim because you are telling yourself you didn't put it there. So who did, Antonio? Who's the creator of your life? Who's the planter of your seeds? Now let's keep it real with you. Come on, Antonio, keep it real. When I say my name, I'm really saying your name. I just don't want to offend you. You understand? Keep it real. What you mean? What you mean they did it? How can they carry the seeds of your life? How is they stopping you? Nobody is in charge or in control or has power over the things you manifest. They didn't stop you. You gave them the vibration to stop you and vibrated at it. But you, Antonio, You are the captain of your fate. You are the master of your soul. You are the only person planting the seeds in your life. And you planted something you can't overcome because you don't want to admit you planted it. You want to admit life is too hard. Because you don't have it figured out. And since you don't have it figured out, it has to be too hard. Because you won't admit to yourself you create all of that. Now ask yourself, Antonio, why did I create that? That's number two. Did creating this work out for me? Why did I create it? Number three. You know what? I'm all right with that. You live and you learn. Every dog has his day. Can't win them all. I like how that worked out. I'm going to be all right. I've been through worse. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's like an infinite possibility of sayings, you know. I've been through worse. Joy will come in the morning. God is still in control. We can do this all day, Grace. We can do this all day. You understand? Any of these things being said, and then you saying, all right, as I move forward, I pass on the God knowledge I have now to others. Take care of self and what Law of One calls other self. Go ahead, Susan.
It reminds me of when kids go away to college. And, you know, it's their first time to really be out on their own and not have their parents observing everything they do. I worked for the university after I graduated, and, you know, we would get calls in the middle of the night about what kids were doing. And the next day we'd have the big bag of drugs or whatever on the desk and have them in, and then calling the parents in and all the different things that would go on. And that experience, it's people don't have a lot of times in their home life the opportunity to experience different things and, you know, then sit down. I know sitting down with my dad, if my brothers or I did something, it would be, he wouldn't be totally freaked out. It would be sit down and what are you going to learn from it? I mean, I know there's times he pulled my brother out of the pool hall over and over and didn't want him there because of the influences there. But my brother always went back until he on his own learned not to do that. And that really is what you're saying, is understanding why, analyzing and understanding why. And if it's not serving you, what's the point? And, you know, it takes people a long time, most of the time, sometimes the whole lifetime, to figure, and there are things that you figure out sooner rather than later, and you keep reliving them until, you know, you keep analyzing and understanding why. And if it's not serving you, that's what I like about what you said.
Yes.
If it's not serving you, then you finally realize that, why am I doing this? But the recall of all those, you know, kids coming in and the parents coming in and all of that whole, and really we would get a kick out of it when they all left, you know. We would have fun with it, you know. We had the guy that handled the men's, and then the woman that handled the women's, but then we all talked about it and you know, see if they were going to come back and who would come back. So I mean, you know, it's just life.
Oh, facts. I was just sitting here thinking a couple of things as she was talking. I was thinking how in my culture, before I was born, when our parents was born, they tried to keep us out the jazz halls and the, you know, and the corners, you know, the hole in the wall, because that was that earthly music. You understand? That's that earthly music. Get your butt in that choir. You understand? But now all the choirs today sound like jazz. It's got jazz elements all around. All like gospel has nothing but jazz elements within it. The more jazz, the better the song. Funny, I was thinking about that when he was talking. But what I really was thinking about when he was talking is there's somebody, we all know it, he's a male. And when Susan said, I like when you said, is that serving you? So, hey, we doing this today. We're doing this today. We're doing that. We're doing this. We're doing this today. We're doing this. And I'm talking to everybody, okay? Using this example to talk to everybody. And that person, keep their track shoes on. Nah, I'm good. So they called me out the blue a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, I was expecting you to call. Don't worry about it. Like, cool. You know, I'm coming. I know. You're going to be here when you get here. And when you get here, it's right on time. Well, hey, it's you're right on time when you get here. Man, you always say that, man. But I always do. Say, yep. And then I say, but let me ask you something. Is it working out for you? Silence. Somebody else wrecked his whole car. Who know what I'm talking about? Who know what I'm talking about? When you doing something and then it literally don't work out for you so much. Other folks start messing up your stuff. Who know what I'm talking about? Anybody? I ain't got no real people in here.
Me.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Because let me tell you something. Folk can't unmanifest what you want in your life, but you can let folk in your garden and they can start messing your whole garden up. Those are two different things. Because now when y'all both planting in one garden, you got to reap what they sow too. Here you is, studying.
Oh, marriage.
Yes, that's exactly. That's exactly. They done wrecked the whole car. No trap, can't do nothing. As I said, how's it working out for you? Ah, silence. I said, so what are we going to do about it? I'm going to fix it. Has yet to fix it. Now, this is what's important. And that's perfect. I'm going to get to that in a second, but that is 100% perfect. And I explained to you why they haven't fixed it and why you act just like him or you don't. Everything is perfect and everybody takes the proper road to get to where they're going. Sometimes you take longer roads and it ain't my job to look down at your road or tell you you shouldn't be on it. My job is to support your role. Case in point. There's a friend. We've been going through a lot. There's a lot of stuff going around me. There's a friend. She recently been diagnosed with cancer. She blew my mind too. Let me tell y'all something. Blew my mind. Blew my whole mind. Phil, we was talking. And I say, all right, well, send me the next appointment. I'll be there. Then she did that trash, Pam Norris. Let me help y'all. That trash y'all do. That I think it's this date. I said, well, confirm it for me. I got no confirmation, Sister Book. I said, all right. I'll wait another day. Got no confirmation. All right, I'll wait another day. Got no confirmation. So I said to myself in my head, this was last week, I said, come Thursday, if I don't get that confirmation, they're going to get a call. Surely is. I ain't getting no confirmation, Jerry Potter. So I called and I said, now look, I don't want to contribute to the toxicity in your body. But I'm not the friend that's going to let you die as a wimp. Now, you got options. They say, well, this will blow my mind. They say, well, I'm not so sure I want to continue the radiation. I said, I understand. I said, to be honest with you, I wouldn't do it. That's me. I done already told everybody, it's already documented. No DNR. Don't extend my life. I ain't going down like that. I don't want to. Has nothing to do with me being tough. It's my decision. I have made a decision that I am okay with the life I have lived. And I said, but you ain't make that decision. Oh, y'all gonna hear me on this day. That ain't the decision you make. You're in indecision. Now I said, listen, if you don't want to go back, if you want to take a natural route, my job is to support that. Then she said, and I quote, Susan, poison never healed anything. Blew the top of my head off. You understand? I ain't never heard nobody say that like that. And I said, wow, I can't argue with that. Poison never healed anything. I said, wow, okay. So she's been looking up things, doesn't matter, and places. And I said, well, if that's what you want to do, I don't know. I said, until you make a decision, you are going January blank, blank, blank. That's your job. Because you gave birth. And I'm not going to let your child see you die passively. I ain't doing it. Now, you can go get another friend. But I'm the wrong one. Now, if you willing to die, I said, you got your will together? 2012. It's a decade ago. Did you own your house a decade ago? No. Well, you ain't got no will. And I sat there and I said, now look, my job is not to tell you to stop chemo or whatever. My job is not to tell you don't go to this other place or these places. My job is to support whatever you decide. My job is not to let you stay in indecision about your life. We ain't doing that. If you want to go, let's go. We'll make the last days on the earth better. If you want to stay, if you want to extend it, you want to live, let's go. We'll make 70 more years better. But what we cannot do is let you go solidly into the night. I just read in your hearing that my job is not to judge your road. I told you that story because your road is your road to walk. It may look different than what I would have chose. And that ain't my problem. And my opinion should never be your problem. But what we cannot do is have a road and never analyze it. Never ask if this road is working out for us. Never accept I'm on this road. And then never teach other people to get on this road or don't get on it. If you are living this life and not making it better for somebody else, you're not living this life. Most of us, Grace, we just don't want to go anywhere because it's more comfortable for us to be victim. So let's talk about that. Everyone creates their perfect reality and all acceptable things. Let me say it a different way. Frida, all things are acceptable. Everything is acceptable for each person who does them, even if you disagree with them doing it. What I do with my life, you don't like, but it's my perfect reality. And it is not your job to talk illy about my perfection. Can I push it further? Every victim, y'all not gonna like this, attracts, creates, and calls forth their oppressors. And every oppressor is doing the same thing with their victims. Just lean a little closer. Every victim calls forth, attracts, and creates the person oppressing them, the situation oppressing them, the finances oppressing them. And every oppressive energy, oppressive entity calls forth their victims. It is a perfect puzzle piece where people looking to be oppressed find the perfect person who will oppress them. People looking to oppress people find the perfect people who will let them. It's exactly why. Y'all seen it before, huh? You've been out to a club and they look at, you know, I've seen guys, they look at it, they go, what about her? Mm-mm, she stuck up. Have you met her before? No. And then they pick over somebody and say, ooh, that's the one right there. Now, how? How do you know this is the one? Because there's something vibrationally that said, this one's going to let me get away with my BS. That one won't. Y'all don't want to play with me. Pam Norris got it, though. Pam Norris got it. Some things you just can't get away with, Sister Booker. You understand? She has a standard about herself. Some things you just can't do. Susan don't like all those words learned on your school bus. You understand? Some things you just can't do. You can't smoke in a non-smoker's car. It just is what it is. Some people know who's going to let them get away with that BS they do. This person won't cause me to change. And you know it. Because some of y'all right now, you got folk in your life that is not going to let you make it. You are going to change. You're going to, and that change.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
To their standards, you told them you want to be something, and they're not going to let you not be what you told them. And that's why you avoid them, because you know doggone well it's uncomfortable over there. Winning is uncomfortable. Ascension is uncomfortable. Prosperity is uncomfortable. Abundance is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable having everything you want. Because now you have the responsibility to make sure others have everything that you want and they want. It's uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable having knowledge because now you are obligated by this universe to share it. And anybody withholding seeds will be cut down as a useless tree. You can be a poisonous tree or you can be a fruitful tree. But what you cannot be is a tree that never plant or bear no fruit because you just don't exist. That's in nature. Tree gonna plant some poison or plant some apples. But a tree that don't plant is a tree we ain't never talked about because it don't exist. And I'm talking to you. most of your legacies, most of you, you don't exist because you don't plan. You could be perfect poison or perfect prosperity and be abundant in both of those situations. But you can never be perfectly nothing, because nothing doesn't exist. It doesn't. Inaction doesn't exist. Inaction is an action. It is neutral. It is plateau. It is letting life happen to you instead of creating life for you. Now think about this, Grace. So why shouldn't we overcome, John Calloway? Well, it's simple. Instead of overcoming, Deanna, you should experience, understand, accept, and share with others. And all that God life knowledge you just got needs to be shared. To ignore your desires or attempt to overcome them is simply a shortcut that will never serve you on ascension or give you love, light, power on earth. Hear me and hear me well. All of you trying to overcome your desires, how's that working out for you? Don't answer out loud. Answer in your head. How's that working out? How's it working out? Huh? All you trying to ignore your desires. How's it working out? Because every time you ignore it, it gets stronger, don't it? Don't make me get, y'all gonna make me do it. They're making me do it, Adrian. Adrian, should I do it? Should I do it, Adrian? They're making me do it. I'm gonna see. Adrian say,
you gotta do it, because when you ignore them, it seems like they get louder, they get worse, and they get harder. Right. So do it. Do it so that we know how to stop ignoring and actually face them.
There you go. Some of y'all, you got a porn addiction. Did you know porn addiction is on the rise? It's okay. So it's okay. You're not being judged. And you keep trying to ignore that, huh? And then everything on your body with hormones start throbbing. Who know what I'm talking about? You're trying to sleep. And your whole body is like, we not doing no sleeping. Not until you give me ecstasy. I'm not talking about the drug. You understand? Here's the deal. Every time you ignore your desires, they grow. Let me see. Grace, and the Bible says, ignore sin and you'll be good. No, it don't say that. Sorry. Don't say that at all. Okay. Shannon was like, huh? I ain't seen that. Don't say that at all. Let me see. Let me get another one. What you're going to do this time, Grace, is in John chapter 2, it says, just don't look at it. It'll go away. No? Okay. All right. Don't say it either. Okay. All right. All right. You get my point. We're doing stuff that makes no sense scientifically, philosophically. It didn't make sense in antiquity days. Didn't make sense in the Old Testament days. Don't make sense today. It just don't. It don't make sense, because your job is not to look at something that is hurting you. Your job is to only look at what you desire in your reality. And that which does not work will fade away. So to answer Adrian's question.
Would they say, help me somebody?
That's it. That which is not needed will fade away. It will fall away. If you have problems in your marriage, if you look at the solution to that, if you look at what you desire, if you look at the good in that person, if you look at whatever you want to look at, those problems will fade away. Those problems will cease to exist, or you just won't be married anymore. It's up to you, right? I've got nothing to do with that. I told you last week, Jesus did not do healing with sick people. Jesus only saw the healing in those sick people. They were 90% sick, 99% sick. Jesus focused on the 1% whole and brought that out. Pam Norris, can you look at a sick situation and see the wholeness in it? I promise you, Shannon, when you see the wholeness in it, That's all that will exist. Yeah, I've seen me play the game before. If I tell you to put your hand, you know, let's just do it anyway for those. Let's just do it anyway. Everybody just put your hand in front of your face. Doesn't matter where. What I want you to do is I want you to look at the fingerprints on your, like put your index finger up. And you're going to look at your fingerprints on there. Now, the background is blurred because whatever you pay attention to is the only thing that exists. You cannot see your fingerprints and the background at the same time. No different than you can see your breakthrough and your breakdown at the same time. I should have had an organ right there. You can't.
That was it.
If you keep looking at your breakdown, you'll never see your breakthrough. It fades away. That which is not needed, 100% scientifically fades away. When you only look at your breakdown, you tell the universe, my breakthrough is not needed, and it fades away. When you only look at the negative in your bank account, you tell the universe, all the money out here, $20 trillion in circulation, I don't want it, because all I see is the negative in my bank account. Are y'all hearing me? Or you're getting ready to drink later on tonight. You can do both.
We're gonna do that too, but loud and clear. You can say, both. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. Your job is to know that what is not needed, Grace, will fade away. Desires must be understood and accepted. We was in the office last week having fun. Me, Shannon, Deanna, Grace, Monica. And I don't know how we got on monogamy. I'm not sure what happened. I'm sure Shannon brought it up. And it was like 30 seconds. And I was like, Lord, please let this subject pass by. And the good Lord heard me. The good Lord heard me. And the good Lord heard me. And it passed by. But then all week, I kept seeing videos about people arguing about monogamy and not. Both sides, male and women. And I kept saying, well, this is funny that this keeps coming back up. So I literally purposely wanted to bring it up today because monogamy is perfect to those who like monogamy. Monogamy is perfect, always will be. Multiple wives, perfect. Always will be. Polyamory, perfect. Polygraphy, perfect. Always will be. Because it ain't your job to look at somebody else's road and have a problem with it.
Someone in the chat said Tempest was there too. Say her name.
Oh, well, you know, the good Lord heard me. You understand? The conversation just flew right on by. The good Lord heard me. God said, deal with it on YouTube. In social media, I was like, thank you so much. And I would have been trapped in the conversation. Whatever somebody is doing is perfect. Well, you understand. He don't do as much work as I do. Perfect. But I feel bad because I haven't contributed the way I want to. Perfect. Whatever you can think of is perfect. And it's not going to stop being perfect. You have desires. Your job is to understand them and accept them. It takes more than one attempt, Grace. You don't just go get born and go, you know what? I got all this under control. I'm good now. Like, Shannon woke up this morning. Yep, I got everything. I'm good. Good. It's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying there's a reason why we ascend. There's a reason why we go through things. It's called karma, which leads me to part two. Karma. Everything comes back as karma. This is the most important part. whatever you're, every, like karma is that, if I had to define karma, I'll give you two definitions. Antonio defines karma as the harvest that comes back to you from the seeds you plant. Each harvest is fair and kind, even when it hurts. Even when it hurts. Even when it hurts.
I laughed. I'm laughing over here. I'm laughing because that's the truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth. You got back what you planted, but it was the kindest destructive thing possible because you could be dead. You understand? I mean, you could have really got it back, and then you'd be in a whole different situation. That's what grace is. Grace is the kindest things that could possibly happen to you, even if they're bad. It's the kindest. One of the kindest things that could have happened to me as a child was to be molested. Because it taught me plenty. It makes me one hell of a father. I make sure my kids never have to go through anything like that. One of the kindest things I ever could have done in my life was lose. Pam Norris, winning never taught me anything. The only thing winning ever taught me is how to be superstitious, arrogant, and cocky. Losing, but losing taught me how to win. Karma and law of one can be explained. Break it down. As inertia. Every object in motion will stay in motion. Karma, Tempest, is that the things you've done in your life in motion, and they will stay in motion. And there's only one way to stop the motion of karma. That's forgiveness. Listen to me. Okay, everybody, this is what we do. Y'all, I'm about to say the most important thing. And we're going to end. Go somewhere you can cut your camera on. Get off the toilet real quick. And cut your camera on just real quick. I need to see you. I need to see you. if you ain't got on the bra, just go from the neck up. You know what I'm saying? Go from the neck up. I understand. I completely understand. Go from the neck up. Forgiveness. It's that hidden element inside of the things I've been telling you. So what I told you was earlier, Grace, repost those five things for me. Grace, want to repost those five things for me. The golden rule, the 100% rule of ascending on this life, to literally walk by and people get healed because your shadow touched them. To look at your bank account and multiply it. To take your hand off the screen of others and pull it down and have 5,000 fish and bread meals. To have this power, you have to experience all you desire, analyze those things, understand why you did them, accept that you did them. Hard part. Along your path, teach others. Tempest, the problem is that number four, that's a motor scooter. A lot of us can't accept. Thank you for having your cameras on, because I really want to talk to you real quick. A lot of us can't accept what we've been through, why we did it, and why we let them do it to us. A lot of us can't accept that we're behind in life. That's the, ooh, that one kills y'all the most. That one there. You can't accept you should be further ahead. If I wouldn't have wasted my time in this church, if I wouldn't have volunteered all my time serving over here, if I never would have dated him, some of y'all right now saying, the only thing I got, only good thing I got out of this was my child. And all these vibrations are stopping the on earth ascension. I ain't talking about after death, Sister Booker. I'm talking about now, that every time you start a business, it works. I'm talking about the people who create Facebook and make 21 billionaires as soon as it go public. Can you imagine making 21 billionaires in a 24-hour period? I'm talking about having the power to where you move things on this earth. You tell things on this earth, be cast up and thrown into the mountain, because I said so. And how do we get that power? Number six is forgiveness. And I'm not talking about that motivational speaking, weak and wimpy forgiveness. I'm saying there's forgiveness to self and there's forgiveness to other self, other people. But I'm going to say other self because I need you to catch something. I need you to catch just one of us in the room. Feel is my other self. Okay. Feel y'all got that. Shannon is my other self. One time, Shannon was doing something a long time ago. And she came back in the office and she told somebody, and they told me, she said, you know, I realize I'm God and Tony is God. And God would never do anything to hurt me because God won't hurt God's self. And whatever problem Shannon had faded away immediately. I have no idea. Because she recognized there was no difference between her and myself. So I'm going to say other self. Forgiveness happens in two places. Other self and self. And hear me well. Some of y'all, your life is jacked up. If your life is jacked up and you are not afraid to admit it so other people can at least admit it in their heads, would you unmute your mic and say, my life is jacked up. I need at least one soul. Come on.
My life is jacked up.
All the way. Working on it, though.
This is the last day of my jacked up life.
I know that's right. All right, so you ain't by yourself. All you people who didn't want to admit, you ain't by yourself. You ain't by yourself. Don't be, you're going, I'm too grown for this. I don't know why I can't afford what I want. I could, Christmas hurt y'all. And I ain't talking about buying presents. Y'all was like, man, I'm going to have to write some letters for this Christmas. And that hurt you. But the letter was better than the present you could have bought. But you haven't accepted that experience, analyzed it, right? Understood it, accepted that you did it, and then taught others. You ain't went through this process. So you can't be grateful for you. Number six, and finally, is forgiveness. But you have to forgive other self, them folk, some of y'all right now. Some man tried to take you smooth out. Some woman tried to take you out. You got some. Some of y'all still deal with them right now.
Baby, I forgive them daily. It can come back up, but forgive them daily.
You understand. And let me tell you what's real bad about that. Some of y'all ain't gonna catch. I'm just talking. I'm just talking to Shannon. Me, Shannon. The worst part of that is somebody killing you, you letting them kill you, which you know, but then got to keep up appearances because you got a reputation or a title. So you stay somewhat toxic because it's better for you to kill yourself than to ruin someone else's image of your experience.
And I be damned. No more.
Real talk. I was told Shannon, they wanted me to stay in a toxic relationship because of a title. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. Forgiveness.
And all that's man-made. While we could create.
And it's all perfect. It just, I analyzed it. I enjoyed this relationship. That was my experience. Is it working out for me? No. Is it ever going to work out for me? Nope. Is it ever going to ever work out? Nope. If you keep on keeping on, nope. Since the book, I had folk judging me for falling. Falling means I left. Had no idea. It took me 14 years to leave. So what that do is, Shannon, they'll judge you for falling when they have no idea how long it took you to stand while broken. There's folk doing that to y'all right now. You broken and standing. And it take all your energy to keep. The reason why y'all don't have prosperity the way you want to, because all your energy is in that image of staying broken and standing. If you let go what's breaking you, you can put energy on making whatever you're trying to make. So you got to forgive others. Now here's the deal, Zoe. This is the one. Y'all got that down. You motor scooters can forgive people easily. But then you never forgive yourself. I'm gonna show you what it looks like. Same friend of mine earlier, diagnosed with cancer, has no idea. She just refused to forgive herself. I want to tell her. I do. I want to tell her. But it ain't time for me to tell her. Because her free will says, I ain't trying to hit. Let me tell you all the ways she does not forgive herself. And it don't look like forgiveness. It looks like standards. I'm about to meddle all in y'all business. It looks like standards. What she says to herself and others is, I could do better. I'm already meddling. But let me just, before I finish, if you are telling yourself I could do better, you are not being God. God is better. God don't need to do better. Y'all not. They not. John Calloway with me though. You ain't gotta try to be better. Just declare, I am better. And that stuff, what is not needed will fade away. What you trying to get better for? Be better. Be still and know. I am God. Don't get better. Be better right now. This is the last day I'm a struggle. I am now prosperous. Now, I don't give a damn what y'all see. I like everything in my life. Everything you judging, I sure like it. I got $4.23 in my bank account. That's a good $4.23, because it could be somewhere else. I thank God it showed up in my life. Instead of saying, what the hell am I going to do with this $4.23? Come on, y'all. I know what I'm talking about now. You know what I'm talking about. We forgive others real easily, Sister Booker. But then we pass on our unforgiveness with these little clever words. Oh, yeah. We losing money every day, Grace. Every day. You understand? Every day. We say things like, I should be able to provide better for my kids. Don't lie to me now. Don't lie to me. If you said any of these things, don't you do this no more. Don't you do it no more. You hear me? My kids deserve more. next year I'm going to. Why next year? Why not next 2 seconds? Now. Why you got yearly goals? Why they can't be now goals? Don't make no sense. You on a 10-year plan when God can do it in 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Exceedingly and abundantly, but you don't believe in exceedingly or the abundant. And it Damali, exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. God dog it, I think and well. You hear me? God, I want $100 billion. Now do more. You said, y'all ain't hear to me. I want $100 billion. That's my standard. Surely your ways are higher than my ways and your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So if I'm at 100 B's, maybe you ought to do some trillions. Put some T's in there. What's the problem? What's the problem? I declared next year, I'm going to have $100 billion cash. That don't make no sense, John Calloway. First off, ain't that much cash. It's not. We don't have much cash. Most of the money is 97% digital. We don't have that much cash. I don't give a damn. I don't care nothing about statistics. I said what I want. And in order to have such faith, Shannon.
That's how it manifests.
Come on, man. Come on. In order to have such faith, Shannon, I had to forgive myself. I had to stop saying things like I should already be there. Why can't I take care of my team better? Maybe if I would just learn this. Listen to me. The more you think that you need to get better, the more you don't forgive yourself, is the more you create cancer and disease in your body. I don't care if you're a natural scientist. I don't care if you are a natural doctor or a nutritionist. Every person worth their salt would tell you being happy in yourself will heal your body. At least aid the medicine that you own. Because as my friend said, poison ain't never healed anything. Y'all out here getting, you putting your faith in poison instead of your own body's ability to heal itself. You can heal your cancer. Problem is, you think you're behind all the damn time. What you've done is you've allowed, that's why I want your cameras on. I want to get right in your face. This is why you have allowed yourself to think all these negative things. But Zoe, God ain't never looked at you and been disappointed. Shannon is crazy, y'all. I don't know if y'all know that. Oh, she cuckoo. She cuckoo. And she do some crazy stuff. And every time God looks at her, God say, you're looking good today. Now think about that. God has never looked at Shannon and been disappointed. How can I be disappointed at you, Jerry, if I know everything? To disappoint means you did something I didn't see coming. How? How can you do something, Adrian, God didn't see coming? Disappointment is a lower human trait. Stop putting that stuff on God. Stop bringing God down to your level of understanding. Infinity is not meant to be understood. Tap into that frequency and get all the infinity in your life. Simple as that. So let me end you with this. This Grace put all 6 steps together for me. This is 100% golden rule standard. There's 2 main points of this message. Don't overcome Jack. And forgive everything. To overcome Tempest, makes you lose sleep at night. It makes you say, everybody getting what they want but me. Come on, help me out, somebody. Is it still on, Adrian? Is it everybody getting what they want but me? Yeah, okay, still on. Everybody getting what they want but me. Think about this. How do you handle it when you find yourself in a place to where you're trying to overcome something? God needs not overcoming anything. And then on top of that, when you're not forgiving nothing. So all of you out there saying, I need to do better. My kids need more. I should be further ahead. I should be able to provide more security. I should be able to do this more. Anything like that, you're causing sickness in your body. That's 100% science facts. You have self and other self. I'm saying it that way because I want you to understand that Margie is my other self, and we're both God. My job is to forgive Margie easy because you've been taught that since you was a kid. But how many of you, like me, as soon as you forgive Margie, Zoe, you walk back and go, you know, I should have cussed her mother. Who wanna be real with me? Okay, there you let Timmy just like, you know what? And you think all the ways you should have. And it eats you up at night. And you can't even get no sleep because you'd be thinking, they really got me. All the way up, Susan. That's it. All the way. That's all the way. That's it. You understand? Now, all that is you not forgiving yourself. And some of y'all aren't forgiving yourself for being God. You came here to be God. God don't need to overcome. God creates things. Overcoming is not needed. Your formula. This is every sacred text broken down. Vedic, Wicca, Judaism, Islam, Christianity, is all of it. Number one, your job is to experience everything. Everything you desire, go ahead and do it. You want to be gay? Run that. Want not to be gay? Run that too. You want to try cocaine? Go try it. You want to try super greens like Susan? Try it. Quinoa? Do that too. Dr. Sebi? Do it. Meat? Do it. Vegetarian? Do it. And after you do it, did this work out for me? That's number two. And if cocaine ain't working out for you, may ye stop it now. If it ain't working out, it ain't working out. It just is what it is. You understand?
If it Antonio, don't work,
yes, sir.
That's how I quit cocaine.
See?
When I couldn't breathe. Once I did it, it slammed my sinuses shut and I couldn't breathe. And I said, wait a minute, breathing is one of my five favorite things. So if this stuff doesn't let me breathe, it can't be good for me if it doesn't let me breathe. So that's how I quit cocaine.
There you go. Right? Cocaine would let her breathe. You say, you know what? I've analyzed this. I believe breathing is a function I would like to do on Earth. But we're going to stop that.
It made me breathe too much.
Probably so, right? Probably so. Experience everything you want to desire. Every single thing you want to desire. Experience it. Most of y'all are going to die on your deathbed wishing you had more experiences. Everything your desire, do not ignore your desires. Don't overcome your desires because you can't do either. You know it, it gets more powerful. You overcome it, you're not being God. You're a victim. And victims do not receive abundance. You got tonsillitis? All right. Is that working out for you?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You know, just this morning, I've been listening to a lot of motivational stuff every day, you know, when I wake up. And just this morning, I was just sitting up thinking about everybody dies, but not everybody lives. And I made up my mind. I said, you know, for the rest of my life, I am going to live until I die. I wrote that down this morning.
Good. Good.
That's what,
that's a word, bro.
That is.
That's a word right there.
Love it. Love it.
That's it for sure. Is Reese's peanut butter cups working out for me? Yeah, they good. And then I got a stomach. Is my stomach working out for me? Sure was. And then I start being on TV all the time. Is my stomach working out for me? Nope. It came a time, Zoe. The stomach didn't work out for me no more. Can't be on camera talking about God is good, but you can't handle your stomach. Oh, y'all don't want to fool with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, follow me to prosperity, but I may die of diabetes, though, tomorrow. Can't do it. You can't, it don't work out. There was a point where the stomach was sexy. You know what I'm saying? Shannon's like, nope, it was never sexy. It was never sexy. Don't worry about it. I know somebody like it. Sorry, that's next Friday. Don't worry about it. That's don't worry about it. Analyze it. Did it work out for you, Damali? Yes. Keep doing it. Old preacher in my town, he was sleeping with his ancestor, Charles Wheat. Charles Wheat said, I say, man, that sermon was cold. Man, I'm gonna re-preach that. Went in his Bible, gave me his whole script, and then said these exact words. Now do something better with it. So I seen him a couple months later at West Point Baptist Church. I said, man, I tried it. It was good. He said this to me real quick, Shannon. Did it work? I said, yes, sir. Keep doing it. I never forgot that. What simple advice. Somebody say, you just gonna talk about my stomach in public. What simple advice? If it works, keep doing it. And after you analyze it, now you gotta say, all right, then, this does work out for me. So why do I keep doing work out for me? Oh, I like winning. Okay, cool. This does not work out for me. So why the hell did I do something that don't work out for me? And right there, you go to the source of whatever's wrong with you and you release that. Once you release something, it never comes back. It never comes back. And then you say, I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I was... whatever. I don't know what you are. I'm glad I've spent all them years broke because now I'm too smart to be broke. And that's facts. Yeah, I'm real talk. It's your prayer life. I have an American Express that I don't need to pray. No, real talk. Between my credit score and my American Express, I have no reason to pray for myself. My resources have extended so far, they're like prayers. And when that happened, it ruined my prayer life. Because Shannon, I was taught to be selfish. Here's the Christianity I was taught, Sister Booker. God, I need this, I need it now. Do it. You said you was gonna do it. The Christianity I had to evolve to was, God, there's some folk out there struggling. I pray for them. I hope you use me as a light to make their life easier. It's two different things. Now I pray for others. I can't remember the last time I prayed for myself. I don't pray for myself. I just expect wherever my feet shall tread is mine. I don't pray for myself. I pray for others. I have no time to pray for myself. I just genuinely feel like I shouldn't pray for myself. Not that it's against the law or something. Why? Why I need to pray for stuff that I can create? I'm the plane on the ground. This is my crescendo, right? This is where I would say E flat. this right here, right? This is where you can see my cadence picking up. Why do I need to pray for something I can create? Why? I know 2022 is going to be historic. I guarantee you before 2022 is over, whole world gonna know my name. I guarantee you I'll be verified, blue check verified on multiple platforms. Whole world gonna know my name, 2022. I'm saying it right here. Listen, I'm saying it right here. And I'm telling you right now that all this stuff I'm saying is trash. If I end of 2022, it ain't true. Ain't gonna be no excuses, Adrian. No, I'm telling you what it is, because I've decided now is the time.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
The beautiful part is you don't even have to create. All you have to do is manifest. The creation is all finished.
It's all done.
All we have to do is realize what's already there and accept it.
Big facts. He's absolutely right. Sorry, then I ain't got to create nothing. All I got to do is manifest, vibrate at what's already created. So my friends, please copy and paste that six-step formula. Please take a picture. And I promise you, if every moment starting now, you go out there and experience everything you want to do. I'm not the first person to say this. Tony Robbins got a whole thing. It became a movie. Well, it became a part of a movie. Yes Man with Jim Carrey. Say yes to everything. Don't say no more. Just say yes. And there's the truth. Say yes. Real talk. Say yes to all your experiences. And then analyze them. Analyze them. My friends, whether you say yes to cocaine or yes to Brussels sprouts, a job and Brussels sprouts, God's still going to be with you. God was with Phil on cocaine. God is with Phil off cocaine. I think y'all missing the point. If you say yes to infidelity, yes to fidelity, God's still going to be with you. If you say yes to investing in cryptocurrency, no to investing in cryptocurrency, God's still going to be with you. If you say yes, 2022 is going to be great, no, 2022 is going to be the same, God's still going to be with you. If you have a big decision to make, left or right, go left, God's going to be with you. Go right, God's going to be with you. Y'all using prayer as procrastination. Instead, move forward. Experience, analyze, understand, accept, teach others, and then forgive. In 1989, there was a young mother. She always let the kids play out on the sand dune. One night, the kids didn't come home. She panicked. She called the police. 6-year-old and the 9-year-old didn't come home. Good boys. Every night before the streetlights came on, they always came home. Good boys. And then the police found them in the morning. The 6-year-old, head is barely above the sand, laboring in his breathing. And as they move the sand away, his chest begins to compress, depress. They ask him, "Where is your older brother?" And he replied, "I'm standing on his shoulders." The older brother gave his life so the younger brother could live. Well, you got ancestors. You've got people in your life that let you stand on their shoulders, and you keep saying how all alone you are, and you keep creating a reality in which you got to suffer by yourself. But you are always on the shoulders of people who know you will do great things. And they died for you, period. In my case, my ancestors jumped off boats, drowned. That's not to be slaves. And I stand on their shoulders. So as much as you want to be the Lone Ranger in your problems, you are standing on your grandmother's shoulders. Some of you are only here because your grandmother was a praying woman. You're standing on their shoulders. Don't let them die because you didn't want to live. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next year, which is like a couple hours away. Hopefully y'all have a good time. Phil said, know God, be your best, trust God, do good, love God, have peace. All right, everybody. Love you.
Love you, Lord.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So welcome.
Thank you.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.